Hello, this is Pastor Kendrick from Victory Baptist Church in the Bronx. Today's message is taken from 2 Kings chapter 7. It is about four leprous men. This is an edited message, and so it will only last for about 10 minutes. I hope that if you have listened to these messages before, that you were strengthened by them. And I hope that if this is the first time that you're listening to these edited messages, that you will be strengthened by them and encouraged as well. Victory Baptist Church invites you to come and to visit with us. And should the Lord lead you to join our church, to unite with us, we welcome you to do that too. Victory Baptist Church is located at 1001 Union Avenue. That's between 165th Street and 163rd Street on the east side. We are one block west of Prospect Avenue. Please come and be a part of us. Today's titled message is Take Time to Believe God. Take time to believe God. May God bless you. This morning, look at the Old Testament scripture, and in verse 5, the Word of God says, "And they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there." I want to lift up for us to remember, behold, there was no man there. I want to use for a subject today, take time to believe God.
Amen.
Take time to believe God. Time can be looked at as one of the hallmarks in life. If we had a scale to weigh this, then I would say that time is the hallmark in life on side A, as we know it. There was a man named Douglas S. Freeman who once said, "Time alone is irreplaceable. It cannot be replaced." Since this appears to be the case, then believing has the means and the qualities of conquering. This then falls in line with believing God, which has to be the victory over all victories. Take time to believe. The more time you invest into something, the more you will get out of it. Time is priceless. Investing time is not wasting time. Anything you put time into, you are bound to get better results. The student who puts more time into his or her studies should get better grades. Time and believing is a great combination. But nothing beats giving God time and believing Him at His word. We need to put into action what we believe. We become stronger and better believers when we take time to believe and take time to believe God. You do not have to see it to believe it. But believe it before you see it.
Amen.
Believing God will overcome doubt, fear, and unbelief. In today's lesson, we see the power of God at work when one takes time to believe. And believe that if God is on your side, He will do something about your situation. Let me say that again. Fear can keep one from making a decision. A decision that somebody needs to go to the doctor, but because of fear, they don't go. So their situation gets worse. And by the time they get to the doctor can't hardly do anything because they were so fearful about going to the doctor. Some people are fearful about going to church because they figure that they're not good enough. But you drift away. You drift away the longer you stay away from the Lord. You drift away as long as you, the time that you stay away from the house of God. You drift away. But there's something about when you plant your feet and you say that God knows how much I can bear. And no matter what I have done, no matter what has happened, I'm going to make it to the house of God. I'm going to make it into His house. I'm going to make it there because I need to hear a word to fight against whatever I am in. So God knows how much we can bear. Secondly, take time to believe that God has access to unlimited resources. Verses 6 through 8 tells us, "For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said to one another, Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses and even the camp as it was and fled for their life." Verse 8 says, "And when these lepers came to the utmost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried thence silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it." God has access to unlimited resources. But in these verses here, God breaks their doubt. God knows how to provide.
Yes.
The Lord knows how to provide. God to unlimited resources. I know you know what access means. I know that you know what you know about access. Because access has no doubt the right to get. Access has the authority to get. You don't have to steal. So here, God has access to unlimited resources. That food and all those riches, the gold, the silver, may have been in the Syrians' camp, but the gold and the riches and all of that belonged to God. It wasn't theirs, it was God's. And all they needed to do, all Israel needed to do, was believe that God could provide. To look with our eyes instead of our faith.
Yes, yes.
And we see this and we see that and we see this and we see that and we begin to believe what we see. will not be doing the right thing if we keep this blessing to ourselves. Do you know that God blesses us more when we share our blessings with the people that God wants us to share things with? Wait, you